Okay, we talk about what we learned the whole week. What does it have to do with Yishenichnas Ador Mabim B'Simcha? What's it have to do?
I don't know.
Right. You have a Mishnah Sanhedrin. They warn the guy. They warn the Adam. They warn the Adam. Don't you dare say a lie. You kill one person, it's killing the whole world over here. The whole world. So then they say, Malonu Litzar Hazois. Why do I have to have all these tzaras over here? Right. So he says, Yagid. This is a mitzvah to say Adis. See that? By the Foshis. Right. If you say by moment two, yeah, but who said that that's the cause of Shua Seidus, that the Chiv to say Seidus? Who said that? Which region says that's the cause? The Chiv HaGadol.
The Rashba.
Rashba. The Tosfos says no. Destruction of Seidus has nothing to do with the Mitzvah of Seidus. The Mitzvah of Seidus has nothing to do with anything. Right. Now the end of the Mishnah, people will say, Why should I get involved? He said, well, you're just not going on. So he said, no, but why should we kill this guy? There are two reasons they don't want to say. First of all, they're making a mistake. The murderers. You know that? Making a mistake, the murderers. Right. So he said, you have to say, sorry. You have to say, well, you're not going on. But she says, but who aids? Right? Yes, who aids? Then they'll say, I'll tell you, we don't want to kill this poor guy over here. I don't want to kill this guy. Go say he's Machal Shabbos, he's a murderer, he's a Noyef. Mal lanu locha b'domu shalzeh. Why should we get our hand blood and his blood? Who needs it? Right. Who needs it? Right. We'd rather be over that very Malayagid. Hear that? Is that a schmuck to kill this guy? I'd rather be over Malayagid. He says, no, you're wrong. You're making a big mistake. He quotes a Mishnah. That Mishnah, he quotes a Pasuk Sanhedrin. Bavoid Rishoyim. Reno! Right. Bavoid Rishoyim Reno! What are you talking about? You're killing an innocent guy. Getting rid of this guy. Bavoid Rishoyim Reno! Correct. It's a Pasuk in Mishlei. Now this Pasuk, I'll see what the Gross said about this Pasuk. Right. Mashgiach Shlita showed me this Gross, a gold mine. We have an interesting thing. If Purim comes out on Friday, you have a Megillah here with a Rashi, or a Shemois with a Torah Tmima. Have anything here? Chumash Rashi? Megillah in the back. Yeah.
Oh, no,
you want Megillah?
Just take first Shulchan.
How much Megillah? Rashi, Megillah.
Stump first Shulchan.
It has the Megillah in the back. That's the Megillah.
Okay, ready.
You have 1 second. A few minutes. The Gemara Megillah, the Flama Nominalis. Purim comes out on Friday. This Purim. In every city besides Yerushalayim on Friday. Right? Friday, put it on Friday. So, when do you have Pasha Zohar? On Shabbos, afterwards? Or on Shabbos, on Shabbos before? What's the reason for Shabbos after Rav and Shmuel? The Flam of Amaral. Purim comes out on Friday. Correct. So, Rav says, you make it the Shabbos before, what we do. Who says no, it's Shabbos afterwards? Right. So what's the svara is? So we want to have the svara. Rab says Hakirav Shemakdim in Pasha Zohar to Shabbos before. And Shmuel says no. No. You make Purim a second. Comes out Purim is going to be Rav said Makdimin. You make Purim early. And then Shabbos is afterwards. And Rav says you make, Shmuel says you make Purim afterwards. And just before. They explain why. We make Pasha Zohar before Purim. Why is Pasha Zohar before Purim? It's also, why is Pasha Zohar before Purim? So he says, Pasha Zohar before Purim, because the Pasuk says in Megillah, Hayom Ha'el Nizkarim V'Nasim. Nizkarim V'Nasim. What Nizkarim? Read the Megillah. Right. Pasha read the Megillah. And he says no. Nizkarim means Pasha Zohar. It's Purim and Nasim. Right. And what's Nasim? Purim. Right. You Pasha Zohar. That's it. It's Chiyo Lasiyo. What's Chiyo Lasiyo? You read Megillah and then you have Purim. He says you read Pasha Zohar. And that is very strange. He changes Pasha Zohar to Megillah. His Ramban, by the way, in Chumash. The guy missed Pasha Zohar, he's sick, he goes to Megillah. Megillah is Pasha Zohar. Look at that, Megillah. Give me now the Megillah. It's Perutes Chofes. Oh, Hayom Eila means Korim Nasim. What does Nasim mean? What's Nasim? Is Korim? Right, Pasha Zohar or Megillah? Like Moses says, it goes on Pasha Zohar. Right. What's Nasim mean? So Rashi says, and the Gemara says it's Mishta. Asiyas Mishta v'simcha. Nasim, Asiyas Mishta v'simcha. Asiyas Mishta v'simcha. Right. It's Karim, either Megillah or Parsha Zohar. The Nasim, Mishta v'simcha v'yamtuv. What's it mean over here? So, the Gros says Pshat. Pay attention. The Gros in Mishlei says, read the Pasuk by the Melayagid over there. Bavoid Rishoyim Rino. I just read it to you before. Bavoid Rishoyim Rino. What does that mean? When the Rosh dies, hear that? When the Rosh is destroyed, it's a Yomtiv. It's a Yomtiv when the Rosh is destroyed. And let me tell you something. What is the reason for the Simcha of Purim? Purim is full of Simcha. Yeshushan Tzalav Asamecha, Hazlom Oysa Simcha, Mishtav Asimcha. What is the cause of the Simcha of Purim? So, there are three causes, Mishtav Asimcha of Purim. Number one, Pashupshah is, you were saved from death. Right? Mimisa l'chayim, like kosher came. We're saved from death. What's more, Megillah? We're saved from death. L'hashmid l'argil abed. He wanted to kill us. So we're saved from death. Many kahilas had nisim like that, and used to make a Purim Tunisia. You ever heard about that? There were gzeiris, which were botel, were supposed to be killed. You're from Tunisia? Right. Purim from Damascus, Purim from... The Gulf War ended in Purim by the 3 years ago. The Gulf War.
Stalin died in Purim.
What?
Stalin died in Purim.
Started?
Stalin.
He died.
Joseph Stalin.
Stalin died, that's right. Stalin, I remember he died. Right, that was the whole nest over there. Right. He was planning to kill all the Jews. You know that? He already put ships. Empty ships, take out all the Jews, they all drowned. That was his plan. And they knew it, they sensed it. As a matter of fact, there's a big tzaddik, Yitzchak Zilber, you heard his name? Remain a Jew. He writes, they were celebrating on Purim, so the other Jews said, we're going to be killed, how are they celebrating? So if Hashem wants, in a few hours, he can die. That's exactly what happened. Exactly what happened. I heard him say this. Anyway, the Purim, saved from death. By the Ben Torah, the Simcha Purim is something totally different. What's the Simcha Purim? You got a Masechta Megillah, you got. So much love this. Masechta Megillah, it's Kabbalah Satorah. You got a new Masechta Megillah over here. Not for Purim, right? Here for the Hari Kev is on Purim. You got a Masechta Megillah. Kabbalah Satorah. Kimu Kiblu. I'm putting a third reason today. A third reason. And the Gemara says it. Betub tzaddikim talitz kirya v'avoid rishoyim rina. What kirya are we talking about over here? Shushan. Amalek gets killed. Part of Mechias Amalek is the Simcha afterwards. Hear that? There are three parts of the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. Zecher, to read about it, right? To kill Amalek. And afterwards, make a party. A big party. You know that? Vesh, Bavoy Mishraim Rino. Vetuk Tzaddikim Talitz Kirya. When the Shoyim, that's what it says over here. In the Mishnah Sanhedrin. You worried about people dying. What are you talking about? It's a Yom Tov. More than that. Deeper than that. If somebody missed Parsha Zohar, he's Mekayim Zechiras HaMolek with the Suda. It's a Simcha of Zechiras HaMolek.
What about Mitzrayim?
What?
What about Mitzrayim? You take wine out because they died.
Oh, how come they're not, you mean? That's a good question. I'll tell you. They were not out. The tribe was not out to kill the Jews. No, they were. If I can't, they wanted them alive to be slaves over there. Here, Haman, Amalek. It's Amalek. Wanted to kill the Jews over here. The Melech did real Rishayim. So, and also, you make a big mistake at that question. I'll tell you why. Why do you take out the well, you can't say Shira. The Jews said Shira. Who does Hashem say shouldn't say Shira?
Malachim.
Malachim. None of your business to say Shira. People are dying. But the people who are the victims, of course they say Shira. The victims over here. Anyway, so Purim is a mitzvah. Simcha Purim is for three reasons. Me mavis lachayim, and mesechta of kabbalas haTorah. Also, by void rishoyim rina. Right, that's the goyin says over here. It goes on Purim, and that Amalek is being destroyed. The enemies. Right. As a matter of fact, by the in Nuremberg, the Nuremberg trial. You heard about the Nuremberg trial of the Nazis? Right. There were ten defendants over there. And one Nazi got up and said, "We are the 10 children of Haman." He said that, heard that. We are the 10 children of Haman. Yeah. So, to get rid of these guys, they are Shushan, says Kim Mechias HaMolek. It's interesting. Part of Mechias HaMolek, it's a Misameach, it's the party of it. That's Chirul Asiyah. That's why first read Parsha Zohar, and then it has to be Asiyah. What's Asiyah mean? The Rashi, the Suda. You know that? Mechias HaMolek. They don't tell you that in the papers over there. Right. They're like the Havamina of the Mishnah. Marlon Locher was there. Like the Havamina. Correct. But Bavoid Rishoyim Rino. when the Nazis were destroyed, you hear? So then, correct. Bavoid Rishoyim Rino, as he says over here. He says, and it says, Betuv Tzadikim, that's Mordechai, Talot Kirio, the city will rejoice. So the Gro, Talot Kirio, Kamashe Kosav, Vo'ir Shushan, Tzolov Esamecha. It's a mitzvah on the community, on the city. The city should have a party. That's right, interesting. That's what this big party is about. But avoid Rishoyim Rino. That's that Mishnah Sanhedrin in Mo'el Yagid. You hear that? Correct. There's this guy in the north in Israel. A very simple person. I told you the story, I think, once. A very simple guy in Israel, Tzfas. Whatever you mean. Big Amor, it's nothing. And people started finding out all his brachas from Mekoyim. Amharas, nothing special. Like, cancer patient got healed, women couldn't have children, had children. Right? Miracles. Yes, and what you are, Lama of Sadiqim? No way. Right? No way. He's busy, they interview him in the paper, he's busy eating his salami, Rabbanut, the Hadgacha. Nothing special, this guy. Well, how come all your brachas are being recorded? I'm the faintest idea. He started checking his background. You heard of Adolf Eichmann? Right? You heard of him? What did you hear about him? He was the man in charge to kill the Jews. In Hungary, killed hundreds of thousands of Jews for him. Right? I remembered him a lot this summer with that cubicle I sat in. I reminded myself of Adolf Eichmann. He was in that cubicle. Yeah, remember? Anyway, when they killed, how did they kill him? They captured him? How they captured him is interesting. No one knows the real truth. They captured him in Argentina. They brought him to Israel. And then they had a trial over the whole world. And they killed him. How did they kill him? But gallows. They put him in a gallows, his head and rope. He's standing on a platform. And what do? You push the button, and they're standing on the ground. The ground opens up, and he hangs to death. That's how they killed him. This guy gave the brachas, was the one who pushed the switch that opened the floor where he hung. So he had a monopoly on the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolech. Right. He had a monopoly on that mitzvah. No one could compete with him. Not Chaim Kanievsky. He had that mitzvah of Mechias HaMolech. The Mela, since he had a monopoly on that mitzvah, so his brachas were Mekoyim. Why was his brachas Mekoyim? Mechatesi. Because it says in Pasuk, Toiv Ayin Ho Yavoyroch. Someone's in Simcha can give brachas. Since someone kills Amalek, he has a Simcha all the time, so his brachas are Mekoyim over here. Correct. That's why, why do you duchen by Yom Tov in America? Why? The Simcha. That's why I always ask at a chasana, who do I ask for bracha all the time? Awesome. No. His father of the coward. He's the biggest Baal Simcha. He got his daughter out of the kitchen. So he's the Baal Simcha. You take a look at and the face, like, the chasana's worries, you know, her, and the, right. And the father of the chasana's very worried. He's afraid the father of the coward won't deliver the goods. It'll be on his head. And anyway, the happiest man is the father of the cow. I get to do that. Anyway, so that's it. Mechias HaMolech, part of Mechias HaMolech is Simcha. And that's the Makdaminon Schio Lasio. You learn Parshas Zohar or the Megillah, and then you have the Simchas Purim, the Zchor V'Nasim. It goes together. You have the Mikhaim Ches Amalek with the Suras Purim. That is amazing. Then the Ramban Chumash says, I told you, that B'di Eved Yoytzev Mikra Megillah Ches Amalek. I want you to know, there's one word throughout the whole Megillah is repeated again and again and again and again. Which word? Nizkarim, Nizkarim, Zecher, Nizkarim and Asim. Right. Why? Because the Purim is, in essence, is a Kiyam, the Mord of Zion says it. Shalei Shavlo Yubayim, Amechia Samolik. That's it. That's Purim. Shalei Shavlo Yubayim, that's Chia Samolik. Chia Samolik. One last problem is that they have to have, to make Mechir Samolik, what do you have to have? As a matter of fact, I told Ramosha Purim, I used to go to Ramosha on Purim, and I brought people, I brought Matzah Tefillah, I brought his father to Ramosha on Purim, Yibrochus, anyway, I printed that some sofer was. Saw a guy standing by the cliff, and he saw Ruach HaKodesh, that this guy is a Molech, and looked in on his looking, whoop! And he pushed him over the cliff. Right. I told Ramosha, it printed from Sefer's grandson, Chuta Meshulosh. Moshe said, Shek V'chazov, that never happened. Why? We do not have Machir Samali today. And here, I guess my son Melech, Nira Melech. Nira Melech. See that? Not true. He didn't do it. Yeah. Every poem I had a list of stories and things, and he said never happened, never happened, never happened, never happened, never happened. Yeah. Anyway, this is one of the stories that never happened. That he killed a Melech. Anyway, so how did Purim? Where was the Melech?
Esther.
Esther! She was the Melech, Esther Amalka. That's why Hashem made the whole. Why was this whole with Vashti, with pimples, with mice? Who needs it? Why the hell only have to happen over here? Hashem could have saved the Jews. What? The North. Mechir Samalek, what do you have to have? A Melech. I Melech the way Malka. That's why when you make it, it's in Tossin. There was not true. As a matter of fact, it's a good question. Women will love this. You can't appoint a girl. What would be that Mashiach will die and he has a daughter. Right. And she be the king. Halacha l'maaseh, Mashiach dies. She has told her daughter, you can't appoint a king. But here it's through Yerusha. Right? Well, we call her Meshicha. Right. It's a mission about it in tradition. Meshicha, you have. We call her Meshicha. You spell it differently, so what? Who's into Diktuk? Yeah. Anyway. This I saw in Perish HaMechilta. I called the Perish on the Chilta. He says, why does Hashem make this whole business with Vashti, Maisa, in order to be in Chir Samoli? Right, so you're the king. Oh, who's the king? Was she a king or not?
Needs to be a Jewish king?
Was she a partner in king in the kingship? In the kingdom? What's the pasuk say? Right, Chatzi Amalchus. She was a partner in the kingship. She was a king. Yeah. The trouble is, you can't understand this year because we have a Queen Elizabeth, a parasite. No, she'll live forever. But one thing, she will not die from hard work. That's true.
Maybe she didn't accept it. Esther didn't accept Chatzi Amalchus.
Who said to them that she was the Nafshbar Koshosi? Right. That's what he says over there. The what? Hashem made the whole business of watching the Pierce of Moloch, he's the king. Got it? Esther Malto. Anyway, that's a shot. The party of Purim is the party of. Got rid of him. Got rid of. Got rid of him. And. They tried to do it with Biden. It didn't work. It didn't work over here. Okay.